You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got a lot to talk about. It looks like the average American spends $1,200 a year on fast food alone. Are we really cutting back on our fast food? Has anything changed over the last few years? And what is the deal with fast food? Why are we so, attracted to it? It also looks like laughter is the best medicine. I love seeing these reports that come out, things that we could use for medicine, especially with Obamacare, since everything is so damn expensive. If I could just prescribe some laughter, I know the government will be happy with that. So we'll talk about that. I also want to still talk about that topic we were discussing before on these superbugs and how these superbugs are getting to the point where we're just using so many antibiotics that our just a simple scratch is later going to be deadly. There was something else I wanted to bring up, but I apologize. My computer is really acting like an idiot. That's what I would like to bring up. How to deal with these stupid computers. Oh, by the way, I just figured out, you know why my iPhone always runs out of battery? It's because of the GPS. I know, you all knew that. I didn't know that. Apparently, see, I rarely use my GPS. But when I go to Google Maps, right? So I put on my Google Maps, and then I try to read, or I try to then find where the hell I'm going. Well, if you're not needing the Google Maps, you're supposed to be, I guess, shutting it off, and there's a way to shut it off. Now, I guess it's as simple as you just kind of scroll down to the bottom, and you press on it, you hit the minus, but just don't delete the app. If you press on it when it's on the bottom row, it doesn't delete the app. I know, I'm really clueless when it comes to computers. So I like to minimize stress, and we've talked about how a huge stressor is our stupid cell phone. Yeah, and losing battery power is very, very stressful. I don't think we're addicted anymore. I think this is the society, we're in a society now where we just rely on our technology. This is now our life. For example, you know, before it would be television, that's our only way to get the news. Okay, now our only way to get the news and communicate with our bosses, etc., is by our cell phone. So, of course, we're worried about that. Okay, so I figured out how to, you know, save on some battery time. And, you know, my battery's doing okay. I think I've been up now for about 6.5 hours, and I'm only halfway through my battery. Yeah, I know. Well, you know why? Because I forgot to shut off the thing. So I'm going to do it on break because I can't do it while I'm on air. And then, of course, if you do want to speed up to load up your battery, your recharge, don't forget to put it in airplane mode. When you put it in airplane mode, apparently it speeds up the research faster, which is cool. Yeah, I know. See, a lot of us don't use airplane mode. You should be, by the way. If you're on an airplane, you really should be doing airplane mode. I know. You know what? It's not that it's going to bring down the plane. It's just, you know, the pilots don't want any other distractions, and they also, your co-passengers don't want any other distractions. Now, really quickly, before the break, or before a couple breaks ago, apparently we had a caller that wanted me to talk about homeschooling. Apparently we were talking about school and conferences and all that other stuff. Wanted to know how I felt about homeschooling. She's apparently, you know, considering it. You know, I've noticed more and more people are homeschooling. Am I the only one that's noticing that? And I'm not really sure why the big push. I mean, we're all paying our taxes. You would think, I mean, not we all are paying, but those of us that are homeschooling appear to be taxpayers. You would think if you're paying your taxes, why don't you use the gosh darn school? I mean, you're paying for it, but I'm noticing more and more people are homeschooling. When I ask why, it's a variety of issues. One is my kid gets bullied. Okay, so that's a great way to keep them safe. You keep them in the house. Two is the child seems to do better. They're able to teach a child another way, which is a very valid point. There's a lot of kids out there that just don't seem to learn the way other kids do. So they start to fall to the bottom of the curve when they're very, very smart kids. They just need the information fed to them differently. And then others are trying to bypass the vaccine requirement. So if they didn't vaccinate their kids, they just don't put the kids in the school, so then they don't have to worry about the vaccine requirement. So you see that as well. You know, I considered homeschooling. It's just I'm never home. And I was like, well, maybe I could take the kid to the office and he could work in the back of the office. But I don't think anybody is that has the time to really put to what they need. In terms of concerns of homeschooling, many people are concerned that the kids don't seem to have the social interaction that they need. They still do. Most homeschooled parents have the kids interact and still do the social thing. So most homeschool kids do. However, I still think there's something in the school arena that these kids need. There's something about being in herds, right? Kids are herded. There's something about trying to learn how to deal with the bullies, how to compete. See, I think competition is huge. And I don't know much about homeschooling and how much of a competition, but a lot of times competition isn't just so much a task. You're competing all the time on a variety of levels. And you're also, not only are you competing, you're also learning how to go under the radar. These are things you just can't teach with homeschooling. Now, mind you, if you do homeschool, that's cool. And I get it, and I understand, all the power to you. But do I think there's other things that happen in the classroom that are very vital to child development? Yes, I do. I really, really do. Now, unfortunately, a lot of us get beat up pretty badly, both psychologically and literally physically in school, which stinks, But, did the bullying make me a stronger person? Yes, I think it did. Did I learn how to navigate? Did I overcome? Yes. Now, if your kid is always getting bullied, if they have some sort of a disability, etc., yes, I get that. Take them away from that environment. They don't need that. But, how do our children learn how to navigate the office setting, the corporate ladder, suits versus us regular workers, things like that? How do people learn to navigate that? They learn that from school, working in the groups. How do you give a presentation with a kid in the back making faces and farting sounds? Because trust me, when you're an adult, you're going to be when I was in medical school, I had to give presentations, and my friends in the back were making faces at me, and I had to still be able to do it. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful wonderful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, HBExtract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at HBExtract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or HBExtract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really, really appreciate it. Okay, the topic I did want to talk about today was spanking, okay? A lot of us have kids. And a lot of us feel that our kids really need us to open up a can of whoop butt, right? Okay. And apparently a study has come out where they say spanking appears to be more common than parents admit. Now, we've talked about spanking and how in some states it's illegal. And, you know, over the past couple decades, we've started to get away from the whole spanking thing and going more towards, timeout. And we realized how useless timeout was. Oh, timeout was the biggest joke. My kids just sat there and giggled the whole time. But they also really giggled with the whole spanking thing also. You know, I mean, still, my son was getting out of the shower. Okay, but he wasn't in his area. We have two bathrooms. He wasn't in his, he was in mine. And he's like, Mommy, look at my tushy. And so I like, get that tushy out of there before I spank that tushy. Get your tushy out of there. And he thinks it's a joke. He thinks it's funny. You know, get your tushy out. I mean, he had a towel, but he purposely, you know, that's just what kids do. I hope that's what kids do, because I do think it's, normal for kids to joke, but really just cover the tushy, please. You know, but then again, we have dogs and cats that run around sticking their tush in our faces all the time anyway. Cats do that, by the way. Do you guys notice that? Some of your cats will come right up to you, and then they do an about face, and they stick their butt in your face. And the reason why they do that is, I guess, animals communicate with each other by smelling each other. I just don't understand why animals do that. I would, like, keep my butt to the wall. Anyway, they say among 33 families, the researchers discovered 41 incidences of spanking or hitting children in 15 different families over a six-night period. What's more is they found that the spanking did not seem to resolve the problems. After being spanked, children were misbehaving again within 10 minutes in about 75% of the incidents. Well, of course, because you forget. You know, most of us forget pain. The reason why spanking started, and I'd love to hear from you guys, you know, what was an effective substitution for spanking? If any of you guys found some sort of, alternative to spanking with your kids that worked, please clue us in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY, or 1-877-362-3254. But with, you know, why did spanking even come about, in the olden days? Well, because spanking, it wasn't so much that parents wanted to inflict harm. It's the vocal warnings start to be very ineffective. And when parents feel that the vocal doesn't seem to stop it, then they turn around and then go to the next step and do something that they think will be more effective than vocal. Because remember, caveman days, they couldn't, you know, stop a World of Warcraft subscription, right? Or they couldn't, you know, pull away some kid's iPad. Okay, I mean, there was really not much they could do. So they would yell all the time, you know, boo, ah, hee, or whatever, you know, cavemen did. Okay, and if the kid didn't understand that, or they acted like they didn't understand that, or the kid was stunned, or if the kid copped a toot, right, like my kids like to do, parents, caveman parents would come over and probably smack them upside the head or grab them by the hair or whatever and make them listen. Okay? The other thing in the animalistic setting and in caveman settings is the parents need to maintain their dominance and they need to maintain control. So it's natural instinct to swoop in and show your control. You know, when I was, when my kids were younger, and we would be in a social setting, and they would be acting up or doing something dangerous or something, I had actually developed, and you guys are going to think this is crazy, but it's actually really, really weird, I kind of developed a little mama growl. Okay? Because I couldn't go and smack him or spank him or grab him or pull him to the side or whatever. So I came up with this. Okay, now, once they heard that, they just snapped right back into line. Now, of course, years later, they started to giggle with it, so it wasn't that effective. So they would be sitting there going, blah, 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 and then started to think around all of a sudden, and they're like, okay. You know, and then some of my friends are like, did you just growl? No, that wasn't me. What are you? What, you heard something? I didn't hear anything. Yeah, maybe it's the dog. Go check on the dog, you know. And so I do that now. You know, still I'll do that to the kids. You know, like one of my kids will like stand in front of the TV scratching their butt. Don't you hate that? You know, there's like how many places in the apartment or in the house to scratch your butt? And the kid decides to walk, stand right in front of the TV. And I don't know what they're doing. They're talking or they're complaining to their brother or something. They sit there and they scratch their butt. And so now, instead of saying, move your, you know, I go, something like that. And then they move because they think I'm going to pounce on them. And it is. It's very instinctive, right? Because as a human, if you hear an animal growl, you leave. So I growl a lot. I do. And it works. It really, really works. Now, you know, what about the concept or the idea that spanking is illegal? You know, do we have any rules or any sort of information on that? So I decided to look it up, and it's very interesting. I found something called KidJacked, okay? And this KidJacked site apparently quotes certain civil codes and criminal codes for spanking, okay? All right? So, for example, California. It says here, in terms of spanking, law not intended to prohibit the use of reasonable methods of parent discipline or to prescribe a particular method of parenting. Serious physical harm does not include reasonable and age-appropriate spanking to the buttocks where there is no evidence of serious physical injury. Now, for those of you that are wondering, what does that mean? I don't know. It's written in legal code. Abuse includes unlawful corporal punishment or injury. Unlawful corporal punishment or injury is any person willfully inflicting upon a child any cruel or inhumane corporal punishment or injury resulting in a traumatic condition. So how I read that in California is, okay, you're not supposed to inflict harm, obviously, or do anything that could cause injury. However, all it takes is somebody saying that the spanking causes injury or psychological injury, and you're screwed. District of Columbia, abuse includes excessive corporal punishment, and by corporal punishment, like excessive spanking. Abuse includes when a parent, guardian, custodian inflicts or fails to make reasonable efforts to prevent the infliction of physical or mental injury, including excessive corporal punishment. So if you failed to institute a timeout, do you see what you have to do for the District of Columbia? What you have to do is you have to document. You know how you need to document as an employer? Right, your suspensions of your staff, you know, before you fire them, and you need to document infractions of office rules. Well, now you need to do that with your kid. I guess in the District of Columbia, you need to document that you made reasonable efforts, right, before you instituting the whoop butt. So you need to document. Well, you know, I told them no. And then I told them it was a no-no. Excuse me, can you please specify, when did you say it was a, tell them it was a no-no? I told them it was a no-no at approximately 14:15 Pacific Standard Time. Thank you, thank you. And then what happened after the no-no? Then I said, you need to flipping stop it. And can you please explain what the, you see what I mean? I mean, really, is that how it's going to go? Okay, some of these are big. Georgia. Physical forms of discipline may be used as long as there is no physical injury to the child. They say parent or person in loco parentis reasonably disciplining of a minor has a justification for a criminal prosecution based on that conduct. What about Hawaii? Okay, you think Hawaii is like, mahalo. All right. They say the parent, guardian, person responsible for general care and supervision of a minor person acting at request of above may use force if employed. Look at all this legal talk. Employed with due regard for age and size of minor and reasonably related to purpose of safeguarding or promoting welfare of minor. So they're basically saying you could spank. Not designed to cause or create a risk of causing substantial bodily injury, disfigurement, extreme pain, mental distress, or neurological damage. Which I agree with. I mean, there has to be some sort of guidelines, okay? You know, these kids, you know, we have to protect our kids. I get that. But, you know, mental distress. This is where somebody could say, yeah, the spanking mentally distressed me. Well, now you're screwed. Idaho, abuse includes physical cruelty in excess of that required for reasonable disciplinary purposes. I live in Nevada. What does it say for Nevada? Because in my family, we have a phrase called attack tushy. Now, attack tushy doesn't necessarily mean an attack, right, or full-on military assault, but it's the idea that they're in trouble. Excessive corporal punishment may cause physical or mental injuries, which constitute abuse. All right, so, yeah, it looks like we're not supposed to spank or do attack tushy. All right, I got that. I got that. Well, right now my kids are old enough where all I do is I just take away their computers, and they're like, no, I'm going to die. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And we are still raising money to help these kids fight blood cancer. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com. It takes us to help raise the money for research as well as get these kids the medical treatment that they need. Excuse me, we can't just rely on the government and we can't rely on others to help them. So if you and I could work together through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we could get these kids the help that they need. So please, please, please go to my website at drdahlia.com. Anything you could do to help would be extremely appreciated, even if it's just $5 from everybody. All right, so Mayor Rob Ford has taken a leave of absence and is seeking professional help after he has gotten caught smoking drugs on film again. Unfortunately, there is a videotape that has emerged of he allegedly smoking crack at his sister's house over the weekend. He has told the Toronto Sun that he is ready to take a break and go get help for his addiction. Wow. All right. You know, I kind of was rooting for this guy in terms of, you know, I don't know, for some reason, I kind of get the feeling that he is going to, unfortunately, he just seems very similar to Chris Farley to me. Somebody very, very overweight and then doing some sort of drugs that could be obviously potentially life-threatening. So I was really kind of hoping that he wasn't doing drugs. And when he said, you know, look, it was a one-time thing. It's over. Let's get over it. Let's move on. Kind of Chris Christie style, where it's like, look, guys, you know, quit making a big deal over something. We're moving on. We're getting business done. Let's move on. None of this media bull crap. So I was kind of like rooting for him. Okay, fine. You partied hard. You screwed up. You're moving on. You're gonna make it work. But for him to go back or have the whole time been doing it and lying, there's more to this that bothers me than just him, you know, doing crack, etc. Apparently, in a statement, he has decided to seek immediate help and is 100% committed to getting myself right. Okay? He is apparently a self-professed drug dealer, began marketing the three videos allegedly showing Mayor Ford smoking crack in his sister's house on Saturday, which he is trying to sell these videos for at least six figures. See, you know, whenever you are, shall we say, in that world of drugs, etc., you need to expect that some of your co-world members, okay, may not be doing everything on the up and up. They could be illegally videotaping you and then extorting or, I mean, who knows, maybe they tried to blackmail him and he said, forget it, and then these went public. The mayor first grabbed attention, of course, last year when a group tried selling another video showing him smoking crack. While that video was never released to the public, Toronto police say they do have a copy of it, and Mayor Ford eventually copped to smoking the substance in a drunken stupor, if you remember. The dealer said he took the latest video last Saturday at about 1:15 a.m. in Kathy Ford's basement. See, I don't understand this. I really don't understand what it does in terms of the high. I don't get it. I would be freaked out if my heart rate was high and I was racing and buzzing all over the place. I mean, how? Gosh, just give me a piece of chocolate. I'm in heaven. Apparently, the mayor was taking a drag from a long copper-colored pipe, exhaling a cloud of smoke, his right arm convulsing. And this man is extremely overweight. I am scared. Again, when I see him, I think Chris Farley. I am really freaked out. So, to me, him getting caught means he's got a guardian angel, because then hopefully he'll be able to get some help, etc. But where it kind of bothers me is I wish we didn't have the liars and all the bullcrap that we have. Unfortunately, politicians are trying to save their job, so they're going to say anything. But I was kind of hoping he was really being truthful, saying, look, guys, I got drunk. I did some drugs. That was it. It was in the past. I'm done. We're going to move on. You know, most of you guys did the same thing, so let's just move on, not make a big deal about it, and let's get to work. And no. Now, you know, what about the idea of, okay, you know, a president or a public figure doing drugs, okay? All right, why is that such a big deal? You know, when we look back at what happened in the Clinton years, okay, he had to sit there under, propping and prepping, right? Admit that he did smoke marijuana once, and he didn't inhale it. He just stuck it in his mouth. Now, back in the 90s, we all thought that was the worst thing possible. Oh, my gosh. He did drugs, hippie, blah, 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 blah. Yet here's Obama, who I believe allegedly did cocaine. Nah, no big deal. So when is it a big deal and when is it not? Now, the idea of somebody having a past, somebody partying, etc., you know, I think we've come to learn that just because somebody does drugs doesn't make them a bad, evil person. Where I have a concern is we have a person that makes bad and poor judgments, okay? Now, we have to, though, realize politicians make poor judgments all the time, because what do politicians need to do? They need to be popular. And many times being popular, you need to unfortunately make a poor decision. Okay? Well, Dr. Dahlia, what about you? You're pretty popular with what you do. What poor decision did you make to get here? I would probably say if becoming popular usually has to somehow be centered around some sort of quote-unquote poor decision, somebody could argue in the medical field that I made a poor decision deciding to answer people's medical questions in a public forum where I could be open to liability. You know, somebody could say that could be a poor decision, because think about it. You know, if I don't do this right and you call up going, oh, Dr. Dahlia, oh, this is a great show. Thank you for helping me. And by the way, I have chest pain. Click. And I don't tell you to call 911 for that chest pain. Somebody out there could probably try to make some sort of a case. Now, have I ever done anything in terms of drugs or poor judgment or anything like that? Slept with somebody I shouldn't have slept with? No, I'm pretty proud of that. But then again, I wasn't that popular in school either. Okay, all right. But I'm not saying anybody who becomes president obviously had to do something to make him popular that might have been a poor decision. But if we have a mayor who's, you know, can't even take care of his body, you know, is putting his body at risk, you know, is he going to, you know, put his city at risk? And it is something that we do think of. Should our public officials be allowed to drink alcohol if they want to, eat sugar if they want to, pop a pain pill if they want to? Well, yeah, that's their business. I mean, we don't own these people. They're not our robots. We're electing somebody to represent us, and we are hoping that they present the picture of who they really are to us before we elect them. Okay? Now, the difference between an election and us being employers and hiring somebody is if we hire somebody and they seem to not, shall we say, be up to par, or if they lie to us, right, during their application interview process, we could turn around and fire them. Maybe they have a year contract. Fine, you're stuck with it for a year. Unfortunately, when it comes to public officials, your congressman we have for 2 years. Your senators we have for 6. Right? So, I mean, we can't just turn around and fire people. And that's what's frustrating about us. You know how many of us would love to fire Obama? Even Democrats would love to fire Obama for Obamacare. Yet we can't. We're stuck. We are stuck with him. And that's the problem with elected officials, okay? Because we don't have the control, then we're going to have a bigger beef when they do something that we're not happy with. Meanwhile, they still get to be in control. So you have somebody that's actively smoking crack cocaine, and he is in control. I don't live in Toronto, but I care about the people who live in Toronto. I mean, don't mayors have to be the ones? Like, remember Ghostbusters in New York City, right? The mayor had to be the one to call in the National Guard. Now, I don't know if the mayor actually has that sort of authority, but I think they do, right? Do they? No? No? Well, in Ghostbusters, he did. Mm-hmm. I'm just, okay, well, my husband says negative. But anyway, the mayor saved that city, but he wasn't on crack cocaine. 1-877-DOC-DALY, although he was caught sniffing the Stay Puft marshmallow after that just got all blown to pieces. Anyway, don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are back on the Dr. Delia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, you know, we're coming into the end of the school year, right? Everybody's like, yay, 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 hoo-hoo. You know, a lot of seniors are like, woo-hoo, school sucks. We're leaving school, yee-haw. And, you know, this is the time of year for senior pranks. Okay? Apparently seniors do something stupid, okay? And they usually get off, you know, because it's, you know, a school prank. Okay, well, yee-haw. Well, apparently in this particular case, 62 students got arrested. Apparently 62 students were arrested last week after police said they broke into their high school overnight for a senior class prank, urinating in hallways, greasing doorknobs with petroleum jelly, and taping hot dogs to lockers. Police said officers responding to a burglar alarm at Teaneck High School in New Jersey shortly after 2 a.m. found desks flipped over, chairs broken, graffiti on the walls, silly string on the floors, and balloons throughout the building. Even before they went inside, police said officers could see many students through the building's windows. Police from more than a dozen neighboring towns, plus county law enforcement officers, were called to help. They used police dogs in their room-by-room roundup of students, some of whom were hiding. They say it is possible that a few got away, but the majority were caught. He said the students told officers it was a senior prank, an annual tradition at the Northern New Jersey School of 1,300 students. But I guess this was a little bit more mayhem, shall we say, and public destruction. Property. Can't be doing that. They were arrested. Some students were laughing, and then some students were really scared because they probably were going to now lose their enrollment to Harvard Medical School or Harvard Law. If this was a senior class prank, I just don't believe that a lot of them realized the seriousness of it as far as breaking into the building. That's burglary. No, I really think these kids should be arrested. I think they should go through the same process that anyone else would, just because it's a prank. You know, we see these stupid movies, you know, that, I don't want to say stupid movies, but, you know, some of these movies are stupid, where these kids do pranks and nothing ever happens to them, so people think, okay, that's what you're supposed to do. You know, like on American Pie and things like that. No, you know, just because it's in a high school movie doesn't mean you're okay to do that. No. 24 students who are 18 or older are going to be charged with burglary and criminal mischief. The other 38 are juveniles and being released to their parents. I still don't understand why they would be, why not have some sort of a, you know, it's not so much that it has to go on their record, but why don't they have to do community service? Why not? Why don't they have to clean up? Why don't they have to raise money for the cleanup? Make it hurt a little bit, people. Teaneck School Superintendent Barbara Pinsack said at a news conference that the district is also considering disciplining the students. The district continues to assess the situation and considering consequences. I mean, see, here's the thing. Okay, you know, fraternities do things, you know, high schools, colleges. Okay, that just, yeah, it's a part of growing up. Okay, but there has to be, if, you know, I mean, just to even make the prank fun, there has to be some sort of a punishment that you're trying to avoid. If you're allowed to just wreck the school and then just go home and be fine, then that doesn't even make it a prank. You know, now I understand most pranks used to be spiking the punch bowl. And I think a lot of us thought that was funny. A lot of us thought spiking was a good thing to do until you have a diabetic drinking fruit punch, which shouldn't be drinking the fruit punch, and now they're also dealing with the alcohol, or somebody taking Xanax, the teacher can take Xanax to get through school prom, and then they drink what was in the punch bowl, etc. So pranks have been happening, and usually a prank has to be illegal. Right? I don't want to say has to be, but usually these pranks are illegal because it has to be just spicy enough for the gutsiest of gutsy students to do it. But we really need to prosecute these kids like anybody else would be prosecuted. If you went into your place of employment and urinated on the desk of your employer, you would be facing charges. Those should be the same charges that these kids face,
Okay? They should be, you know, I mean, you could get probation, you could get community service, then fine, same thing for the kids. Because it's just ridiculous. I hate thinking, well, just because they're kids, they get to get off. Well, you know, most kids are not going to be kids later. They're going to be adults. And they need to learn pretty quickly that just because your friends are doing something doesn't mean you're not going to have consequences. Now, what about a public record? You know, people ask, you know, my child did something stupid. He has a criminal record. I mean, well, it all depends on what the criminal record was. You know, there's a doctor that I know of who had stolen some, I don't want to use the word stolen, but he had gone into like a 7-Eleven or something one night and he had been drinking. So he went into, I believe it was some gum. So he opens up the package and starts to chew a piece of gum. Now, he, from what I am inferring, he threw probably the gum back and never paid for it because he got in trouble for shoplifting. Now, he was an adult, so that is something that has marred his records the whole time. And whenever you do get something on your record, it doesn't go into detail. Well, he grabbed the piece of bubble gum. You know how in the olden days they used to have those little sugary candies? You could, like, get scoops of candy and pay per pound. And so I, as a kid, would snag a candy and then eat one of those. I know. Okay, so we've innocently done things as kids. All of a sudden now, you have marked on your record shoplifting. Now, anybody sees that and does understand the situation, like, wait a second, shoplifting? You mean you're actually grabbing, you're a thief, or this or that? Well, and true, I mean, you are a thief when you steal a piece of gum, you are a thief. But it looks a lot different, you know, piece of gum, than you trying to steal, you know, an iPhone or an iPad or something like that. Okay, you know, if let's say there was some sort of a something that happened, you know, with your child and some sort of activity that they did, I still say it should be on the record, minor offense. You could call it a minor offense. You don't have to say shoplifting. You don't have to say whatever. You could say minor offense. Let these kids live with it for a while. Let them do that. Once somebody knows that their record would be tarnished, see, I knew that. I knew I wanted to get a medical school. And I knew that I had to have the cleanest of clean records. Now, I know some of you are saying, oh, Dahlia, if you mar the record, they'll be scarred for life. Just put something on there that they had an incident. It was a minor offense. Let them explain it. Let them explain what they did. And it's going to teach others that they can't do stupid stuff. Low levels of vitamin D may predict later prostate cancer. Researchers at Northwestern University, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, studied a group of 275 European American men and 273 African American men between the ages of 40 and 79. They found that European American men with the lowest levels of vitamin D were 3.66 times more likely to develop an aggressive form of prostate cancer. Additionally, African American men of the same group were almost 5 times more likely to be at risk. Now, apparently, they say that at the lowest measured levels of vitamin D, African American men were 4.22 times more likely to have a stage T2B tumor when cancer either can be felt or seen with scanning, but it's still isolated in the prostate. Okay, European American men a little bit less likely to have this kind of tumor. Now, many times we check people's vitamin D, but a lot of times we as doctors will bias against people that are more tan, your Latinos, your African Americans, people with color. A lot of times we forget about the vitamin D because we're always told that Caucasians are at risk for osteoporosis and low vitamin D. Everybody should be getting a vitamin D checked. Everybody. So I urge that all of you get your vitamin D checked and check what your levels are. And we've talked about vitamin D supplementation before. Okay, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Time.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNlive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.